Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Music time, remembrance time. Hello. This date, 1978, this song was number one. Andy Gibb, before he drunk himself. Was it drugs or drinking that got him?
Heart attack from, I think it was cocaine.
Was it?
Yeah.
Anyway, what a shame, because he had a lot of talent, fit well. Well, maybe he didn't. He didn't need to be with the brothers because he had his own career. Anyway, this song, on his own.
He wanted to be with the brothers?
He did, yeah.
Why didn't they let him in?
He said that in a few, because there were already three, and he had his own career, but he actually did say that in a TV interview, that he wanted to be part of the Bee Gees.
I wonder why they really didn't bring him in. Mike Love wasn't involved, so let him in. Anyway, this song was number one on the pop charts 7 weeks in a row. How about that for a record? He also had a number of other hits that were number one. I Want to Be Your Everything, remember that? Love is Thicker Than Water. He was the youngest of the Gibb brothers. He was the host of Solid Gold on TV. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he died in England. He was in Oxford when he died, 1988.
Myocarditis, inflammation of the heart caused by viral infection.
Yep, that's what it was.
But he had been in and out of drugs and the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And depression.
Tough time. Yeah. All right, also on the number one list as we go through, this is a good one for Jen. Kelly Clarkson was number one during this week in 2012 with Stronger. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah. I pumped this up in my car.
How's that, Richie? I was right there on that. Did you know?
Definitely with the lyrics.
Oh. I know.
There you go. All right. Also on our number one list, Richie, we'll go right back into hyper something or other. Number one during this week in 1974, Bo Donaldson and the Haywards.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Wow.
There's a contra-top there. Contrasts here. All right, so that was number one this week, 1974. To this week in 1985, number one song was Bryan Adams with Heaven.
Oh, boy. Hold Me.
It's a good song.
It is.
Yeah, I know it's a good song.
This wasn't the Robin Hood one, was it, Ken?
No.
But it sounded like it.
Yeah.
Right? I think it did. And also on the number one list from this week in 1991, whatever happened to Paula Abdul?
She's a judge on So You Think You Can Dance.
Really? Mm-hmm. What is that? That's a knockoff of Dancing with the Stars?
No.
Oh, what is it? I don't know what it is.
It's a dance contest. Real people. It's like a dance competition.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My wife is
it popular?
Fan.
You guys all seem to know about
all
it.
All summer show. It's a summer show on Fox. It's been on for years.
Really? It doesn't seem to be a Fox kind of a show.
It's a little edgy. It's got that
Fox
edgy
is American
edge to it.
Idol.
Edgy how, though?
They have fun, say. Yeah, I don't know that they have fun.
Okay, and I'll take your word for it, Richie. My mind just went back into Barry Manilow for some reason. I was actually trying to think of another American entertainer who's been around that long who still knocks him dead. Who else would be in that category, Kenny? Would you think?
Somebody Neil Diamond.
Diamond does it. Yep, you're right about that. Yeah, he doesn't have the same personality. I don't get warm and fuzzy from Neil Diamond. I get good music. By any stretch of the imagination, he certainly is an American icon.
The time that he was on this show and we asked him to do a liner for us, and his response was, let's see how the interview goes.
Yeah, let's see how the interview goes. Right. You would never get that from Barry Manilow. Although I don't know that he does that many interviews, frankly.
Yeah, we've never had him, have we?
No, I've never had him on. We've had Dave Koz on. That's what I was thinking about when Jennifer said she was friends with him. That's when I remember having the conversation.
Dave Koz, who warmed up for Barry Manilow.
He does a radio show. He was doing a radio show.
Yeah.
And he's just a good musician. 28 after on Good Day.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. According to the LA Times, a City of Los Angeles investigations uncovered evidence that vans dispatched by the College Hospital chain have dumped as many as 150 mental patients on Skid Row in the last 2 years. One 32-year-old schizophrenic was dumped just after being diagnosed as dangerously delusional and paranoid. It's gotten so bad that California courts have issued a stop order to determine what's the proper place for commercial hospitals to dump mentally ill patients. Federal regulations require medical facilities to come up with a plan for follow-up care, but they don't order hospitals ever to make sure their discharge patients actually receive it. L.A., the second largest city in the U.S., seems to be spending as much time dumping patients as they are trying to heal them. Except in Hollywood, of course. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
First motorcycle I rode was an old Bonneville Triumph, and it was 750 and had a lot of power, and I was just a small thing, 16 years old.
What could possibly go wrong?
Helps to know somebody.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
First time I got on it, I went into my local town and I choked off at the first stoplight. I got to the next stoplight, I was so embarrassed I wasn't going to let that happen again. So I had it throttled wide open, and when the light turned green, I popped the clutch. I did a wheelie for about three blocks down the street. The law was behind me and they come pulling me in. I had to explain to them I really didn't mean to do that. I was just hanging on for dear life.
Get a ticket?
No, he let me go.
American Biker Minute.
Helps to know somebody.
Your best work to the open road on